Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Ian has moved back out to sea, but not before cutting a wide swath of destruction through Florida. Ian bashed ashore yesterday as a Category 4 hurricane with 150-mile-an-hour winds, causing a huge storm surge and massive damage as it moved inland. Rescuers in many places are using boats and helicopters to try and reach residents stranded by the storm. At a briefing tonight, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis outlined the extent of the rescue efforts so far.
There have been more than 700 confirmed rescues, and there's likely many more than that that will be confirmed as more data comes in.
At least one person is confirmed dead along the state's eastern coast, though officials anticipate that number will rise as crews make it into some of the hardest hit areas. Ian, once again, a hurricane is expected to come ashore again, possibly in South Carolina, on Friday. More than 2.5 million K-12 students missed school this week in Florida. As NPR's Meg Anderson reports, Hurricane Ian forced the majority of public school districts in that state to shut down.
More than 50 of Florida's 67 public school districts closed for at least one day during the storm. And the majority of the students affected have missed 3 days or more. Hillsborough County Public Schools, which includes Tampa, was one of the largest districts affected. Schools there closed for 5 days. Ovette Wilson is the principal at Piso K-8 School in Tampa.
It's obvious that things are different climate-wise, and the frequency in hurricanes have been a concern, especially for Florida.
Wilson's school plans to reopen Monday, but several harder-hit districts have yet to announce their reopening plans. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
President Biden is hosting leaders from Pacific Island nations the U.S. wants as partners in combating climate change and bolstering their security. The U.S. is also worried about China's growing military and economic influence, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
At the start of their summit at the State Department, President Biden explained why he's focused on this region.
A great deal of the history of our world is going to be written in the Indo-Pacific over the coming years and decades. And the Pacific Islands are a critical voice in shaping that future.
His administration has unveiled a strategy and an aid package to support efforts to combat climate change and overfishing in the region, and to beef up maritime security and to counter China. The Solomon Islands, which has a security pact with China, has made clear it doesn't want to be forced to take sides in a new Cold War. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy was no longer growing during the second quarter of the year. The government reporting today the nation's gross domestic product, that's the broadest measure of goods and services moving through the economy, shrank at a 0.6% annual rate from April through June. Stocks lost ground again today. The Dow is down 458 points. You're listening to NPR. In an apparent show of defiance, North Korea launched 2 short-range ballistic missiles just hours after a visit to South Korea by Vice President Kamala Harris. The missiles falling into the sea. Harris, during her visit, talked about what she termed the ironclad U.S. commitment to the security of Asian allies. It marked the 3rd round of missile launches by North Korea this week. Harris capped her 4-day visit with a stop in the demilitarized zone dividing the Korean Peninsula. U.S. regulators have censored the Chinese arm of one of the world's largest accounting firms. As NPR's David Gurra reports, Deloitte China has agreed to pay a multi-million-dollar fine.
The Securities and Exchange Commission found the accounting firm Deloitte China failed to comply with U.S. audit requirements. According to the SEC, the firm's employees allowed clients to cherry-pick what auditors reviewed. The regulator's enforcement director says there were audit failures at the most basic level. The U.S. has been pushing China for more transparency in audits, and the chair of the SEC says this underscores the need for that. Deloitte China has agreed to pay a $20 million fine and undergo annual reviews. An independent consultant will examine the company's policies and procedures. David Gurra, NPR News, New York.
Pictures have been coming in from various sources showing this week's strike of an asteroid by a NASA spacecraft, the latest coming from 2 space telescopes, the Hubble and the James Webb. The release of the pictures follows more close-up shots taken by both the vending machine-sized DART spacecraft before it crashed into the football-sized asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour, and a smaller spacecraft that had trailed DART. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.